好像很久没有来了。
It's like it has been a while since I last visited you.
好，我们来读几处圣经。
And let's start with the scripture reading.
创世纪二十五章。
Let's turn to Genesis 25.
二十五章二十一到二十六节。
Verses 21 to 26.
大家翻到没有？翻到一起读。
Have you found your Bible? If you do, let's read them together. Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife because she was barren. The Lord answered his prayer, and his wife Rebekah became pregnant. The babies jostled each other within her, and she said, "Why is this happening to me?" So she went to inquire of the Lord. The Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from within you will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger." When the time came for her to give birth, there were twin boys in her womb. The first to come out was red, and his whole body was like a hairy garment. So they named him Esau. After this, his brother came out with his hand grasping Esau's heel. So he was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when Rebekah gave birth to them.
好，大家同声读啊，读了声音大一点，读读神的话，大家声音都不要藏在里面。
When we read the word of God, let's read with strength, so don't hide your voice within your mouth.
我们读三十二章
，verse chapter 32,
二十一到三十一节
，verses 21 to 31.
大家大声音读，大家读。
That night Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two maidservants, and said, after he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and the men wrestled with him till daybreak. When the men saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with that man. Then the men said,Let me go, for it is daybreak. But Jacob replied, I will not let you go unless you bless me. The man asked him, What is your name? Jacob, he answered. Then the man said, Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with men and have overcome. Jacob said,Please tell me your name. But he replied, Why do you ask my name? Then he blessed him there. Then so Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared. Then the sun rose above him as he passed Peniel.
好，我们读四十七章
chapter 47,
一到二节
chapter 47, verses 1 and 2.Joseph went and told Pharaoh, My father and brothers with their flocks and herds and everything they own have come from the land of Canaan and are now in Goshen. He chose five of his brothers and presented them before Pharaoh.
七到十节
Verses 7 to 10. Then Joseph brought his father Jacob.And present him before Pharaoh. After Jacob blessed Pharaoh, Pharaoh asked him, How old are you? And Jacob said to Pharaoh, The years of my pilgrimage are 130. My years have been few and difficult, and they do not equal the years of the pilgrimage of my fathers. Then Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from his presence.
二十九到三十一节
Verses 20 to 31.So Joseph bought all the land in Egypt from Pharaoh, and the Egyptians, one and all, sold their fields, because the famine was too severe for them. The land became Pharaoh's, and Joseph reduced the people to service from one end of Egypt to the other. However, he did not buy the land of the priests, because they received a regular allotment from Pharaoh.And had food enough from the allotment Pharaoh gave them. That is why they did not sell their land. Joseph said to the people, Now that I have bought you and your land, today for Pharaoh, here is 1到31节。
31节。
Did you read to 31 already?
Yes. Oh. 48章18到19节。
Chapter 48:18-19. Joseph said to them, No, my father, this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand over his head. But his father refused and said, I know, my son, I know. He too will become a people, and he too will become great. Nevertheless, his younger brother will be greater than him, and his kids will become a group of nations.
49章1到2节.
Chapter 49, verses 1 and 2. Then Jacob called for her sons and said, Gather round so I can tell you what will happen to you in days to come. Assemble and listen, sons of Jacob. Listen to your father Israel.
8到9节
Verses 8 and 9.
8到10节
8 to 10. Judah, your brothers will praise you. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's son will bow down to you. You are a lion's cub, O Judah. You return from the prey, my son. Like a lion, he crouches and lies down. Like a lioness who dares to rouse him.
28到29节
Verses 28 and 29. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father said to them when he blessed them, giving each the blessings appropriate to him. Then he gave them these instructions. I am vowed to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in a cave in the field of Ephraim, the Hittite.
圣经里面神常说我是亚伯拉罕的神。
And Bible many times refer him, God refer himself as I am the God of Abraham.
我是以撒的神。
Or I am the God of Isaac.
我是雅各的神。
And I am the God of Jacob.
我们在旧约读这个圣经，那么就是一个简单的话。
And it repeated so many times in the Old Testament as a very simple saying.
到了新约，主耶稣用这句话。
In the New Testament time, Jesus referred to it again.
主又有惊人的解释。
And the Lord gave a marvelous explanation.
主耶稣说，神说我是亚伯拉罕的神。
And Jesus said, God says, I am the God of Abraham.
我是以撒的神。
The God of Isaac.
我是雅各的神。
And the God of Jacob.
主接着说。
And Jesus continued by saying, But God is not God of the dead. He said, God is God of the living.
从这节圣经主读出复活来。And
through that very passage, the Lord refers to resurrection.
亚伯拉罕已经死了。
Because Abraham has died.
以撒就死了。
Isaac has died.
雅各就死了。
Jacob has died.
神对死人说话没有意义,
so what's the point to talk to dead people?
神我是亚伯拉罕的神，变成我是死人。
If Abraham is dead, when God says, I'm God of Abraham, means I'm the God of dead
God.
I'm the God of Isaac who also died, so I'm the God of dead people.
雅各也死了，变成我是死人的神了。
If Jacob is dead to God, then God, when God says, I'm the God of Jacob, means I'm God of the dead person.
主的我不是死人的神。
But the Lord says, God says, I'm the God of the dead.
神是活人的神。
Because I'm the God of the living.
他们三个都活着。
Because these three characters are still alive.
三个人代表我们的基本经历。
And these three people represented our comprehensive life journey.
今天我们只讲雅各的经历。
And today we're only focused on the experience of Jacob.
对我们最宝贵了。
And that is most precious to us.
雅各的一生掌握在神手中。
Because God held Jacob in his hand all the days of his life.
神藉着每一个环境教授雅各。
Through every circumstance, God taught him a lesson.
所以我们的题目叫雕刻的生命。
Therefore, we call his life a carved life.
像神的生命。
And a God-like life.
神对我们也是一样。
The same way God is doing that to us.
我们一生的环境都掌握在神手中。
Every circumstance in our life is in God's hand.
我们藉着每一个环境来顺服神。
And through obedience in every circumstance, we learn.
学。
The lesson that God wants us to learn.
我们一生神都安排好了。
You know, God has planned out all the days of our lives.
我们失掉了一个环境。
If we miss any lesson in a particular circumstance,
就失掉了一个生命。
Then we miss a chance to gain life.
我们一个环境若不够顺服。
And if I don't obey to a particular situation God placed me,
我们就停掉了一个生命。
Then we stop a chance to learn.
那我们一生还剩下什么呢？
Then if we keep on missing, then what do we gain at the end?
一生没了没有意义了。
We live a meaningless life.
我们今生所经历的事,
therefore everything we experience in this life
都要决定永远的事,
will determine its things in the eternity.
所以我们神的儿女彼此劝勉,
therefore brothers and sisters, let's encourage one another.
不要轻看主在我们身上的工作,
never look lightly the work God has on us.
更不要轻看主在我们身上的管教,
and never neglect the disciplinary hands God has on us.
中文管教这个字不大好,
and you know the discipline, the word discipline in Chinese is not well translated.
有刑罚的意思,
it feels like a punishment.
原文不是这样,
however the original context is not like that.
叫管制的教育,
it means a disciplinary education.
所有的管制出于神的教育。
Therefore, all the disciplinary action means to teach or educate.
一个伟大的父亲对他的儿女都有教育。
Just like a great father wants to educate his own children.
每一件事往前走。
And so that they can move forward in everything they learn.
父亲都计划好了。
And Father God has planned out in details.
让他的儿女能够成为有用的人。
So that his children can become someone capable like this.
天上的父亲更是这样。
And same way with the Father in heaven.
我们一生的环境都早就给我们安排好了。
God has planned out all the circumstances in our life.
我们从其中经过。
And we experience it every day.
让我们的自己慢慢的消沉了。
And through these things, we, our self-life decreases.
让新造的生命慢慢的丰富了。
The new life from Jesus can continue to grow.
越过越像主。
So that we can be more and more like the Lord.
只有雅各的一生要告诉我们的,
so through the life of Jacob,
雅各是个本来是个聪明的人,
we can tell that he was a smart person,
也是个败坏的人,
and also a quite wicked person,
一个败坏的雅各,
and he was a wicked Jacob.
一生经过神的教育,
he was educated through all the days of his life by God.
最后成了荣耀的以色列人,
and at the end he became this glorious Israel.
雅各是我们的榜样。
So Jacob is our model.
我们从最败坏的生命,
through the most wicked life,
经过神的教育,
through the education of God,
最后被个荣耀的以色列,
and then becomes a glorious Israel.
雅各的生命是败坏的生命。
I say Jacob was a wicked man.
雅各的意思就是抓,
because the name of Jacob means to grasp.
他要抓所有对他有益处的。
He grasps anything that's beneficial to him.
雅各聪明。
He's very smart.
所以他不择一切手段,
so he will use all his means.
所以遇见雅各,
and so it's terrible if you run into someone like Jacob.
他一定占了便宜走,
because he will definitely take advantage of you.
他在母亲的肚子里面,
for example, when he was still in the mother's womb,
神定归以扫做长子。
Esau was supposed to be the firstborn.
雅各不甘心啊,
yet Jacob didn't like that idea.
在肚子里面跟哥哥打架,
so he was fighting with his older brother the whole time.
最后神还是定为以扫做长子。
At the end, Esau was still born first.
以扫出来了。
After he was born, Esau was born.
雅各在后面抓住他哥哥脚跟啊,
and Jacob was holding onto the heel of his older brother.
给你争到最后啊,
because he wants to fight still at that last moment before birth.
所以他父亲给他取个名字雅各。
That's why his father called him Jacob.
因为他抓住哥哥的脚跟出来,
because he was grabbing his brother's heel when he was born.
雅各的名就是抓,
and the meaning of his name means to grasp.
他很聪明,
he was very smart.
他母亲爱小儿子,
and the mother loves him more.
所以长子的名分有长子的福分啊,
you know, to be the firstborn, you have the blessing of the firstborn.
以扫在雅各的肚子里面输了,
so Jacob lost. When he was in mother's womb, he became the second
son.
But he never gave up trying to regain that first son, first sonship.
鬼诈的办法,
so he tricked his father.
等他哥哥打猎回来累得要命的时候啊,
oh, he tricked his brother at first. His brother was tired from hunting.
他煮了红豆汤,
so he prepared this red bean soup.
你要喝红豆汤，把长子名分卖给我。
You want to drink the soup? Give me the privilege as the firstborn.
以撒累得要死了。
Esau was exhausted.
好，把长子名分卖给你们，把红豆汤喝了。
He said, oh, sure, you can have my firstborn privilege. Let me have the soup.
真的，去骗了那个以撒的红豆长子名分。
So Jacob tricked Esau that way.
今年我们要来的讲员 Miss Bugger.
The summer conference, the speaker of the upcoming summer conference.
我好久以前在他们教会里面。
And I used to go to her church a lot.
几个弟兄姊妹和我交通。
And people share with me.
使弟兄做个中国点心，我们吃好不好？
So they said, Brother Z, can you make some Chinese pastry for us?
我说好。
I said, sure.
我到China就买个红豆来。
I just go to China and get some red beans.
做一锅红豆汤。
And I cook a big pot of red bean soup.
多加点糖。
And put a lot of sugar.
他们吃得很高兴啊。
They had a great time eating that.
吃完了，我说你们把长子名分卖给我了。
When they finished, I said, well, you just told me you're the privilege of your firstborn.
大家说no。
They said no.
那是要你们喝的红豆汤吗？
Well, unfortunately, they had no idea they drink my red bean soup. That was just a joke.
他骗了他的父亲。
And so. Jacob also tricked his dad because he wants his dad to bless him as the firstborn.
以撒身上有很多的毛。
Esau was born very hairy.
雅各是光滑的。
Jacob was very smooth.
他母亲帮他忙。
So his mom helped him out.
用了兽皮包在他的手臂上。
By wrapping his arm with leather.
所以以撒很糊涂了。
And Isaac was too old.
这三个人当中，以撒属灵生命最不好。
I would say between among Abraham.
年纪老了，眼睛看不见。
And Isaac, he is the worst. He can see well.
爱吃美味。
He can see well, but he still loves good food.
喜欢大儿子，不喜欢小儿子。
He preferred older son over the younger son.
这是个老年人，这个一个很不好的生命。
So his spiritual life really wasn't very mature.
所以雅各进去要骗他的父亲。
So when Jacob sneaking tried to cheat him,
我是你长子以扫。
He said, Dad, this is Esau.
他父亲摸一摸手里是有毛啊。
And so he touched him and said, Yeah, it's a furry arms.
以扫最糊涂的话。 手是以撒的手，声音是雅各的声音。
So he said something really foolish. He said, you know, feels like Esau, but sure sound like Jacob.
他没弄清楚嘛，就祝福了。
Before he made it clear, he blessed him.
所以以撒雅各长子的祝福也被骗来了。
So Jacob cheated his dad and then robbed Esau of the privilege or a blessing of the firstborn.
结果怎样呢？
So what happened after that?
结果他自己家里待不下去了。
Next thing is that he had to run away.
父亲讨厌他，哥哥要杀他。
His father was angry at him. His dad and his brother wants to kill him.
他离家出走了。
So he had to run away from home.
28章是很有名的圣经。
And chapter 28 is a famous passage.
到了旷野。
He was in the wilderness.
他真是没有依靠。
He had no one to rely on.
做什么好呢？
So what could he do?
旷野没有路的。
There's no way for him.
旷野也不能生存的。
He could survive staying in the wilderness.
他就找回石头来睡觉。
He was tired, so he picked up a stone and he sleep on it.
那神有大的美意在这个雅各身上。
And yet God had a great plan.
这块石头代表他的一生的经历。
And actually, that piece of rock represented the whole life experience of Jacob.
一生的艰难的经历。
Full of difficulties.
所以雅各选块石头睡觉。
Jacob picked up a stone.
我要我在旷野的话，
If I were him,
我宁可没有枕头，我也不会捡。
I would rather sleep without a pillow. I would not pick a stone and use a rock as my rest pillow. And because it's not comfortable.
但他学会石头当枕头。
So he picked up a stone and lay his head on.
受到一生的艰难经历。
And that really speaks of the hard and difficult life he has.
然后那个石头变了个柱子了。
And then later on, he put it straight up and make a pillar.
圣经里面石头预表复活。
You know, in the Bible, stone always refers to resurrection.
他枕着石头睡觉。
He lay down on that stone.
神向他显现了。
In his sleep, God appeared to him.
他看见一个天梯。
He saw this staircase going to heaven.
从地到天上。
Connecting the earth to the heavens.
主站在梯的顶上。
And he saw the Lord at the top of the staircase.
那一头在地上。
And the other end is on the earth.
天梯是地上通天的道路。
So he saw staircase that reaches to heaven.
通神的道路。
A way to God.
到了约翰福音一章末了。
In John chapter 1 at the end.
主耶稣自己解释了天梯。
The Lord explained what that staircase was about.
主耶稣的拿单也说。
The Lord said to Nathaniel.
你要看见更大的事。
You shall see greater thing than this.
神的使者要上去，下来在人子身上。
How the angel of the Lord upon the Lord ascending and descending on the Lord.
主的我就是那个天梯。
Because the Lord Himself is that staircase reaching to heaven.
耶稣基督是地上唯一通天的道路。
Because Jesus Christ is the only way through which we can reach heaven.
全世界的路都是横的。
You know, all the roads on earth is vertical, horizontal.
没有一条直的路的。
There is no vertical road on earth.
主耶稣来了。
But only when Jesus came.
唯有主是直的道路。
He became that way that's vertical and reaches to heaven.
是人类通天的道路。
And He is our way to heaven.
是人类达到神那里去的道路。
He is the way for human beings to God.
主我就是道路。
So the Lord said, I am the way.
雅各梦见天梯。
And Jacob that day had this vision.
天梯就是耶稣基督。
He saw the staircase which was Jesus.
也就天梯说的最大的恩典。
And that speaks of the greatest grace.
人怎么能够到天上去？
How can man on earth go to heaven?
不可能的事。
It's impossible.
天梯是唯一的路。
But that staircase is the only way up.
而梯子是一级一级的。
And because it's staircase, so there are steps.
我们跨第一级很容易跨的。
And it's easy to make step, first step.
我们跨第二级也很容易跨的。
And it's pretty easy to make the second step.
等我跨上几级啊。
And after a few steps.
再看一看我们离开地很高了。
And you look down, so wow, I'm quite high above the ground.
所以天梯是最大的恩典。
And you gotta know, staircase to heaven is the greatest grace.
我们走主的道路走的时候很容易走。
And a lot of times, when we follow the Lord, it seems to be easy.
一级一级往上走。
We take one step at a time.
走到我们人生的最后。
Yeah, when we reach the end of our journey,
主站在最后。
We realize the Lord is at the top of the staircase.
人死了都到魔鬼那里去了。
You know, after a man dies, he goes to the devil.
神的儿女死了到主那里去了。
Yeah, for the children of God, after we die, we go to the Lord.
今生我们走主的道路。
If we walk on the Lord's way during our lifetime,
主是伟大的天梯。
And He is the great staircase to heaven.
让我们一级一级地往上走。
And through each step, we reach heaven.
主把我们人生的环境都已经安排好了。
And He has arranged in great details what we need to encounter.
一个环境一个环境往前走。
So one circumstance after the other circumstance.
一件事一件事往前走。
One thing after the other. Through those, we move forward.
一天一天往前走。
One day after one day.
走到最后，走完我们人生道路了。
And before you know it, we are at the end of our journey.
今生功课学得好。
And if we learn our lessons well,
越来越像主了。
We'll become more and more like God.
越来主也在我们身上流露了。
And the more and more the Lord can be seen through us.
到最后，天然生命很减少了。
And at the end, our natural life is very, very little.
更像耶稣基督的生命了。
We're more and more like the Lord Himself.
这就雅各看见的异象。
And that was the vision Jacob saw.
雅各醒过来了。
So once he woke up from the dream,
这地方何等可畏啊！
Said, what an awesome place this is.
这是天的门，也是神的殿。
For this is nowhere else but the gate of heaven and the house of God.
原文殿和家是一个字。
And in the original context, the temple, the word temple is same as the word of God, a house.
这是神的门，天的门。
So he said, this is the gate of heaven.
也是神的家。
And also the house of God.
这是圣经对神的家第一次的启示。
And this is the very first revelation Bible has regarding the house of God.
教会就是神的家。
And church is the house of God.
那雅各看见大的异象了。
Jacob saw a great vision that day.
他看见那个天梯。
He saw the heavenly staircase.
他就把说整的石头立起来。
Therefore, once he woke up, he stood up and he the stone.
把油浇在上面。
And he poured oil over it.
石头说到复活。
Stone refers to resurrection.
油说到圣灵。
Oil refers to the Holy Spirit.
说这里叫做不得利。
He said, I'll call this place Bethel.
不得利就神的家的意思。
Which means the house of God.
什么神的家呢？
So what is the house of God?
复活加上圣灵。
There's resurrection and the Holy Spirit.
复活和圣灵就是神的家。
The combination of resurrection and Holy Spirit is the house of God.
这是雅各第一个看见的异象。
And that was the first vision Jacob saw.
今天我们是神的家。
And today we all know we are the house of God.
我们是彰显神的地方。
The place where God can be seen.
我们是地上唯一的天梯。
And we also are the staircase to heaven.
人到我们这里来找到通天道路了。
So when people come to the house of God, when they come to us, they find a way to heaven.
找到通主的道路了。
They find a way to the Lord.
我们把石头立起来。
Therefore, we all need to turn the stone straight up.
把油浇在上面。
Pour the oil over it. With the resurrection life and the Holy Spirit, that's the reality of the house of God. So we need to manifest this resurrected life. And Holy Spirit helps us to let the life of Jesus be seen. You know, this morning during the break of bread meeting, your praises was great. And I will encourage you, don't wait for each other, especially at the beginning. We should strive to praise God. We should compete to give him praises.
主的恩典太大了。
Because his grace is just great.
雅各这样的人变成荣耀的以色列。
For a wicked man like Jacob can become the glorious Israel at the end.
过了旷野这么一个伟大的启示。
That he went through the great vision in the wilderness.
那雅各的个性没有改变。
You know, he was still Jacob, the same old Jacob.
人又狡猾的人。
He was still quite wicked.
他到舅舅拉班的家里面。
So he went to his uncle Laban's house.
神又预备个环境在那里了。
And God prepared for him another
circumstance. 拉班比他更聪明，更狡猾。
Because his uncle Laban was smarter and more wicked than he was.
好了，他有两个女儿，一个叫拉，一个叫做利亚。
And Laban had two daughters. Rachel and Leah.
雅各真是爱上拉结了。
And Jacob fell in love immediately with Rachel.
非常爱拉结。
He loved Rachel so very much.
为了拉结，我服侍你七年。
So he said, Uncle, I will serve you 7 years for Rachel.
这么两个人讲好的。
So they had an agreement.
那个时候也没有电灯啊。 那天。
There was no electricity back then.
那个他们也没有。
I guess they didn't bother light up candles at night. So he got married supposedly with Rachel, but next morning he realized it was Leah. So he argued with his uncle, says, you promised me Rachel, how come you gave me Leah? Laban, well, unfortunately, he said, there's no such thing about giving away the second daughter before the first daughter was given away. So you Rachel served me another 7 years.
这个拉班真很厉害，雅各服侍他14年了。
So, Jacob served his uncle 14 years.
雅各在那里又待了20年。
But Rachel, Jacob actually stayed for 20 years.
拉班10次改他工价。
And during those 20 years, uncle changed his wages 10 times.
真的碰到了比他更厉害的人。
So Jacob had run into someone more wicked.
雅各受尽痛苦了。
He suffered so much in the hands of his uncle.
跑掉了。
So one day he decided just to run away.
跑掉了要回故乡去了。
He wanted to go home.
现在雅各要命的时候碰到哥哥了。
But he had a problem because his brother Esau was still at home.
哥哥要杀他呀。
And who had meant to kill him long time ago.
雅各用尽他的聪明了。
So Jacob tried to figure out how to.
好多仆人一般一般走。
How to survive. So first he sent his groups of servants ahead of them.
每一般人都带着礼物。
And every group will carry gifts with them for Esau.
每一般人看见以扫都说，这些礼物是我主雅各送给他主人以扫的。
And every group will tell Esau, here, this is the gift from my master, your brother Jacob.
一般一般走，就一般一般的消雅以扫的怒气。
So through this a series of group, gifts, hopefully Esau will get less anger.
最后他两个妻子也分了两半。
And the last two was his wives. The wife didn't like that much. Leah with children went first.
拉结走第二班,
and Rachel, the
你若杀了利亚,
second. If you kill my first wife, my second wife can escape. So he just used all his intellect to deal with the situation. He had a great arrangement.
最后还是一件事,
And there's, lastly, there's just one more thing. You need to go pray. That's just like how we are, aren't we? We give strength and with all we can. We try every way we can come up with. And after that, we pray. Why did you pray? Because you have come to the end of your means and strength. And actually, that's the time that God cannot help
you.
Jacob was in the wilderness. And at that time, God appeared. Yet Jacob did not recognize that was God. All night long, he wrestled with God. And the funny thing is, through all night struggle, he won. And that's what we call the experience of
Peniel.
You realize we're wrestling with God all the days of our lives? Because we don't obey. And when we disobey, that means we overpower God. And that is the story of our life.
到了救神怎么会输呢?
God cannot lose.
看起来好像神输了,
but on the surface, God lost.
神不料给他大腿,
and God touched the socket of his hip.
雅各大腿瘸了,
and he limped as a result.
走路不能好好走路了,
and he could not walk well anymore.
要一拐一拐地走路了,
and he became limping.
我们一生的经历也是一样,
many times we're just like that.
常常不顺服神,
because we refuse to obey.
常常给神闹别扭,
and we try to struggle with God.
到了末了,
at the end,
我们的经历,
our natural life becomes weaker and weaker. We're not as strong as before in following our natural desires. And in the many struggles against God,
树林生命觉得这里增长了,
our spiritual life gradually grows.
所以这雅各一生的不土化和神摔跤一夜,
and that is the story of Jacob. He was wrestling with God even that night.
神把他大腿摸了一把,
and God touched the socket of his
他的腿瘸了,
hip. He became a limp.
这个名字叫什么?
And he asked the guy, what's your name?
神告诉雅各名字叫什么?
Okay. God said, no, you have a different name.
雅各是不好意思, 名字难听啊, 叫雅各就抓,
oh, God asked me, what is your name? Well, he was kind of embarrassed because it wasn't a great name. My name is Jacob.
从今以后不要叫雅各,
he said, from this day on, you are no longer called Jacob.
要叫以色列,
but you shall be called Israel.
雅各是代表天然生命,
Jacob represents the natural life.
以色列的意思是神掌权,
Israel meant God controls.
神是君王,
God rules.
这是属灵生命,
and that is the spiritual life. From this point on, your spiritual life will grow. Your natural life will start to diminish. And that's the story of Israel. And he is such a great model for us. We oftentimes wrestle with God all night long, and we disobey him all the time, as if we overpowered God. As long as we live before him, we keep on having contact with him.
不知不觉我们天然生命萎了,
even if it's struggling, and gradually, before you know it, our natural life diminishes.
发现我跟随天然生命不那么容易了,
gradually realize, you know, I'm no longer as stubborn
跟随,
as before.
跟随主容易了,
it seems to be easier to follow the Lord now.
我在年轻的时候就这样,
I was like that when I was young.
不容易顺服神,
I have a hard time obeying God. I always argue and wrestle.
主掌权,
but the Lord overrules. I remember I was in room with a brother, a Christian brother. We were roommates.
到了那次呢, 我要奉派到南面去了,
and during that time, I was sent to go to the south.
那我第二夜才走啊,
and I will not leave until, I was not about to leave until the next day.
一个新的同工要来睡我的床了,
and a new co-worker supposed to come take my place.
和我同住的同工啊,
and my roommate, who's also a co-worker,
他就要讨好这个新的人,
in order to please the co-worker that's coming.
我还没有走啊, 他把我行李通通摔到外面去,
before I even left, he threw all my luggage outside.
也不是好的办, 通通摔在外面了,
and it wasn't in a nice and neat manner, but just a pile of mess.
把我脏的雨靴放在我的洗脸毛巾上,
and my dirty rain boots was on top of my face cloth.
我回来了,
I returned home that night.
你看这个样子, 真是怒从心头起,
I was immediately very angry.
你太过分了,
he said, that is just too much. I'm still here.
今天晚上我还睡在这里了,
I'm still staying here tonight.
你把我行李摔了一地,
and you threw all my luggage out like that.
主讲话了,
the Lord spoke to me.
主讲话奇妙,
it's marvelous when God speaks.
主要倒杯奶给他喝,
the Lord said, go pour a cup of milk for him.
所有怒气都消了,
and when the Lord spoke, all the anger disappeared. So I went and get a glass
弟兄啊,
of milk.
这是辛苦你了,
I said, brother, thank you so much.
把我东西都搬出来了,
oh, thank you for laboring so much by moving all my stuff.
喝杯牛奶加点心里加点心里,
here, a glass of milk. Drink some milk.
很小的事,
it was a small thing.
天然生命往下了,
yet through that, my natural reaction
主的生命往上了,
and the reaction of the Lord increases.
主是君王,
the Lord is the king.
主要掌权在我们每一件小事上面,
therefore he rules over big and small things in our lives.
弟兄姊妹我们学功课就在日常的小事里面,
brother and sister, we need to learn lessons through small things in daily life.
小事不学功课,
if we don't learn lessons in small things, there are really not much you can learn.
雅各在每个环境里面,
and in every situation,
妈妈他的生命改变了,
Jacob's life was gradually
神掌权了,
and God became the king of his life. Gradually, Jacob became Israel.
拉结死了,
and after Rachel died, he loved Rachel
very,
and he was so sad. And at the time, his spiritual life was growing already.
拉结因为难产死的,
Rachel died of childbirth. In order to give birth to the second son, she was suffering so much. Before she departed from this world, she gave a name to the son, Ben-Oni, means son of suffering. Jacob loved Rachel so much, you would think he would respect the name that she gave before she died. Yet immediately Jacob changed the name of the newborn boy, because he had a good relationship with God. So he changed the name of the child from Ben-Oni to Benjamin. Benjamin means overcomer. Means the son that's upheld in my right hand.
雅各透明了,
Jacob became very transparent, knowing God's heart very well, and so he changed the child's name right away. And he loved his first son from Jacob, Rachel, by the name of Joseph. And all the brothers envy Joseph. So they sold Joseph to Egyptians. And they killed a wild animal and applied the blood of the animal on the garment of Joseph. And showed that blood garment to Jacob. Says, look, your son Joseph died. So Jacob was in much grief. He said, this tragedy is causing me to go down to hell in great grief with gray hair. He thought his son Joseph died. So God deprived him of his natural life step by step. Yeah.
每件事雅各在舍弃天然生命,
and you're going to see through his life everything that happened to him helped him to diminish his natural life.
结果预设在埃及做宰相了,
he had no idea that his beloved Joseph actually become a prime minister in Egypt.
他家里没有出这么一个人才过,
he never had a son doing so great.
预设做了宰相想把他的父亲一家都进到埃及来,
and after Joseph became the prime minister, he wants to bring his father and entire household to Egypt.
大队人马去接雅各,
so he said, a big army to receive his dad. At the time, Jacob was very spiritually mature. Even Egypt was the greatest nation at a time. And Jacob was not rejoicing over the fact that his son is the prime minister. He said, oh, thank God Joseph is still alive. I need to go see him at least one last time.
好,
so he went down to Egypt. And Joseph was the prime minister of Egypt. So he brought his father to see the ruler at the time, which is the Pharaoh. Imagine how Jacob was before. He wants to grasp. You would think now it's time to see the king of the greatest nation. He definitely has a lot to ask. But he was a changed man. Even to the king of the greatest nation, he had no request at all. He wanted nothing. Instead, he raised up his right hand and blessed Pharaoh. By doing that means that he does not want anything from him, or neither could the Pharaoh give him anything. I can give you something instead. I
want
to give you heavenly blessing. So he blessed Pharaoh.
法老说你的年日多少?
So Pharaoh says, how old are you?
他说我在世寄居的日子。
He said, my pilgrimage is very limited. And he's the first time the word pilgrimage was mentioned.
我是天上的国民。
I am a, that means he's a citizen of heavenly.
今天暂时来住在地上。
I'm just passing through on earth.
我在寄在世寄居的日子130岁。
And my pilgrimage on earth has so far 130 years.
讲完之后,
after he said that,
再举起手来为法老祝福我。
Again, he raised his hand and blessed Pharaoh.
只有我给你，没有你可以给我的。
I can give you, but you cannot give me anything.
他也不要住在埃及。
And neither does he want to stay in Egypt or live in Egypt.
住在哥塞利。
He chooses to go to Goshen.
正是像主的话。
And that's just what the Lord said.
我们在世界，不属世界。
That we are in this world, but we are not of this world.
他在埃及，不属埃及。
He was in Egypt, but he was not of Egypt.
雅各仍旧侍奉神。
So he continued to serve God in Egypt.
到他最后,
at the end of his day,
越过越像主了,
he was more and more like the Lord.
以色列两个儿子前来祝福,
and Joseph brought his two sons to Jacob, asked him to bless them.
大儿子在右面,
and he put his older son at the right.
那是马拿西,
that's Manasseh.
小儿子在左面,
and the younger son at the left.
那是以法莲,
and Ephraim.
但是雅各眼睛看不见了,
and at the time, Jacob was too old to see clearly.
他把两个手接到过来,
instead, he crossed his hands.
把右手放在小儿子头上,
he put his right hand on the younger son.
把左手放在小儿子,
and his left hand on the older son.
那约瑟说父亲啊不是的不是的。
So Joseph says, Dad, Dad, you got it wrong.
那个是大儿子，那个是小儿子。
Here's my older son, here's my younger son.
雅各说我知道我知道。
And Jacob says, I know, my son.
你不你知道我的肉体的事。
You know about things of the flesh.
我懂得属灵的事。
But I know about things of spirit.
你知道的神人中间的次序。
You only know the order according to man.
我懂得神的意思。
But I understand the order according to God.
从此以法莲在马拿西上面,
Ephraim will be above his older brother.
雅各透明了,
because Jacob was so spiritually transparent.
到雅各末了的时候,
at his last day,
48章讲的大预言,
and he started to gave out this great prophecy.
正是神的话,
and truly words from God directly. And all the prophecies in the Bible
都根据雅各的预言出来的,
started from this great prophecy of Jacob.
为犹大所说预言,
and first he prophesied about Judah.
说主耶稣要来,
through Judah, Jesus will come.
主耶稣出于犹大支派的,
because Jesus was out of the tribe of Judah.
犹大要得胜,
Judah, you shall overcome.
胜过一切仇敌,
and you will overcome all your enemies.
所有仇敌都要来下拜,
and all your enemies will bow before you.
一直到西罗来到,
and until Silo comes.
万民都要归顺,
and before that, all people shall submit.
这个预言太大了,
and that's a great prophecy.
今天这个预言应验了,
and we have seen that prophecy realized today. Because we see the Jesus, what Jesus has done. Silo means The peace giver, that's Jesus.
主耶稣来把属天平安带来了。
So when Jesus comes, he brought forth the heavenly peace.
主在约翰14章说，我把平安给你们。
In John 14, Jesus said to the disciples, I have given you my peace.
我所赐的平安不是世上的平安。
And this is different from the peace of this world.
我把我的平安给你们。
The peace I give to you is my peace.
这个平安是基督的平安。
And that is the peace of Christ.
在一切苦难中都有平安。
That means in all situations, including affliction, you will have peace. And even in bondages, you have peace. And when I wear the crown of thorns, I have peace. I have peace when I am on the cross. Because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. The Lord has given us his peace. So Jacob prophesied, when Solomon comes, the peace of peace, and all people shall submit. And that is a great prophecy. And all nations will be blessed by your offspring. Because the Lord is the offspring of Jacob and the offspring of Judah. And that's the great prophecy of Jacob. After he finished the whole prophecy, and the last order he had for his children is don't bury me in Egypt. And you have to move and bury me in the land of Canaan. And bones represent resurrection. If I'm dying in Egypt, but I need to be resurrected in the land of Canaan. Isn't that same way for us children of God? We die in this world. But when we rise again, we'll be in the Lord. And that is the greatest representation. He gave clear instruction about burial. So he speaks of the truth of resurrection. And at the end, he leaned on the top of his staff to worship God before he died. You know, staff is the reliance when he walked on earth. And so the staff represents the life journey. So he leaned on the top of his staff and worshiped. He worshiped God for everything he has experienced. And the working hand on him. He worshiped God for every situation that God has put him in. And all these situations have transform the wicked Jacob into the glorious Israel. And same way, we will go through God's working hand. And Jacob left instruction for his own burial.
死在世界,
he died in Egypt, the world, but he will rise in the Lord. So for that, at the end of his days, he leaned on the top staff to worship God and worship God for everything he has brought him through. And you and I are in the middle of our journey right now. We need to remind and encourage one another. Don't look lightly the lessons God is teaching. Don't look lightly our daily situation. Try to obey God in every and deny ourselves in every small thing. So our days become meaningful.
年日过去,
days will pass.
天然是没慢慢消沉了,
our natural life should diminish.
主在我们上慢慢彰显了,
yet the life of the Lord shall continue to grow and
see.
And there's an even greater hymn.
我想你们会唱了, 584首,
it's 584, I believe you know. Yeah, I believe we know how to sing that hymn. And that is a hymn written about Jacob's story.
584首.
584.